Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smooney. You listen to Redskin Talk.
Mr. Case Keenum, can we borrow you for a moment?
Hey, what up, everybody?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody?
This is Landon Collins with Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is a bonus podcast. There is no practice on Friday, but you're still getting a pod. I had almost like polar opposites. I had a long, kind of crazy interview with Darius Geis, and then a shorter, fun, but he's a quieter dude interview with Deron Payne. We're giving them both to you right now. Hope you enjoy it. Want to thank the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Encourage you to do the same. Go check out Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Go get that new 4Runner. That car is awesome. That's what I want. Let's start with Payne, and then you'll get Geis. You're going to enjoy the Geis, and I apologize in advance for the singing.
With the 13th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Deron Payne, defensive tackle, Alabama.
Joined now by Deron Payne, a second-year pro, going through training camp, going through Richmond for the second time. How different is this year than last year when you were a rookie?
I think just coming into camp, I was able to prepare better, and I just knew what I was coming into, so I worked harder, and just got a good grasp of the playbook, and I'm just trying to take the year I took from last year and just build on it.
Now, you were a strong guy coming out of college, but I said something to you the other day. Your arms look more cut up this year. Am I seeing that right?
I mean, I've been working real hard this offseason, and I think it's been showing.
You can flex for the camera, man. It's all right. Look at that thing. I'm not going to flex. I don't think it'll have the same reaction from the crowd. I want to drill down because you say you've been working hard, but all you guys, I know that it's John Allen, Matt Ioannidis, and yourself are in the Redskins Park weight room.
Oh, yeah.
4 or 5 days a week. How often are you in there?
We try to get in there every day. I know our coach.
Every
Jim,
day?
Yeah, Jim Tom, he's big on weightlifting, so he tried to get us to just come together as a group, and we just took it and ran with it, and we all work hard. So
you're staying in Ashburn year-round then?
Basically, almost. I try to get out a little bit, but we work out a whole bunch. So
who's the strongest?
I want to say me.
Yeah?
I'm definitely going to put myself in.
What are you squatting?
Look at him.
Come on in. Yeah. I just asked Deron who's the strongest, and he said himself.
Oh, he knows he's lying right there. That's all me. That's all me.
Who squats the most between you two and Matt?
I'll give him that.
What's the number?
It ain't no number, but we just keep going.
Like, how many plates are on there?
A bunch of them.
Just know we run out of bar room.
Are you the ringleader of getting everybody to stay in Ashburn and lift off season? Because you guys are there in February and March.
No, it ain't me, man. It's just, hey, it ain't me. We're all trying to get better and work. Yeah. That's all. That's big pain right there.
That is big pain. So what's the bench number then? There's got to be a number. Give me a number.
We really don't do, like, big. We try to do the reps and just get a whole bunch of weight moving fast.
When you were at the combine, what's on the bar? 225?
Yeah.
What was your number then?
I want to say, I forgot. I don't want to say the wrong number.
All right, but what do you think you could do 225 now?
I want to say I did like 27, 25 or 27.
That's 27 more times than I could. does that strength, does that hard work carry over to the field? Do you feel a difference right now?
Oh, you definitely feel it. We play a bunch of double teams, and them guys big and strong too, so you can feel it. And I think it plays a part of just being more explosive and like preventing injuries. So,
how would you grade your rookie year?
There's definitely more room for improvement, but I think I showcased got a good chance to showcase my pass rush and everything I could bring to the table. But I'm just trying to build on that this year and just exploding.
So like a B plus A minus rookie year? Does that sound right?
I don't know. I don't want to say that.
A plus?
No, definitely not an A.
Not an A?
No, not yet. Not all yet. Right. We're working for an A.
So what's an A season look like then?
Just going every day and every play with my heart is just focusing on the little things and just critiquing myself and trying to be the best me every play.
Do the three of you, do you, John, and Matt have a competition around sacks, TFLs, any of that stuff?
Yeah, we have a little tackle competition right now and see who will win that one.
What's the action?
I think we got a little cash on the line.
Little cash?
Yeah, just a little bit.
So last year, Ioannidis was doing the floss because Allen bet him $100 he wouldn't do it, right?
Yeah.
Are there any similar dance moves we're going to see?
I don't know. That kind of be like during the season, like little stuff come up.
So you guys have a bet right now about tackles in training camp?
Yeah.
Who's keeping track of that?
No, not training camp, for the season.
Okay.
We already, yeah.
What is the bet?
I forgot the amount, but it's like just a little bit of money.
$1,000, $100?
Yeah, probably like $1,000.
That's strong.
Yeah.
You think you're gonna win?
I hope so.
Dude, now like, will you tell Jim Tom, like, look, man, you can't take me out on those third downs because
no.
I need to win this bet.
We don't do no talking with Coach Jim Tom. We just we argue amongst ourselves. Sometimes we play rock, paper, scissors and see who will go out there. So.
What is Jim Tom like to you now a year in? You know him.
He's the same guy. He coaches us hard, loves us hard. He really the same. He hasn't changed not one bit.
What's up with the fights? What's up with the D line fist fighting the O line?
No, them guys, they all work hard and it's hot out here. And I don't know. I think it's just the competition coming up.
Do you wish you got to hit somebody else?
You talking about like another team?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Get tired of going up against the same people every day.
Do you wish you got to hit the quarterbacks?
Yes, definitely. We had to lit up all day long, so.
Well, I saw Caleb Brantley burst through yesterday and just started screaming, "Sack!" Is that the move? You just want him to know you were there?
Basically.
What do you say?
Oh, no, I just try to tap him when I walk run by.
What do you like to do off the field? Tomorrow's an off day. What are you doing? And don't tell me watching film and lifting weights.
Oh, no, I'm chilling. Watch TV, just play the game.
What are your go-to shows?
What I like to watch? I like to watch a bunch of stuff. Just anything that's on TV. I like to watch movies.
So will you like turn the TV on and channel surf? Or are you like a Netflix guy?
Netflix. I like to watch movies.
Narcos?
Nah, not too much.
I thought Narcos was good. Not what about Ozark?
I don't really do the TV shows.
Just movies?
Yeah.
What's the last movie you watched?
What's the last movie I watched? Oh, I went to and watched the new Fast and Furious.
How was that? But it's not even Fast and Furious anymore. It's like Hobbs and Dobbs. What are those guys' names?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
And it's The Rock and the Jason Statham, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Fast and Furious movies. They've gotten so outrageous, though.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Were you upset when Paul Walker passed?
Yeah.
He was good.
I liked him.
He was good in Varsity Blues, too. I loved that movie. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen Varsity Blues?
No.
I guess I'm old, man. You should watch that. It's a football movie.
Okay.
It's like a high school football in Texas movie. What's Jay Gruden like as a coach?
Jay, he a bunch of fun. He likes to joke around with us, but he also likes to keep it like real, just strict with us, and make sure that we're working hard, and he try to get the best out of us. And I think us as players, we see him wanting to help us, so we try to help him out too.
Does it feel like pressure for you when he says the defense has to lead the way for us to win games?
I feel like it's always been like that since college, so it's really not any pressure. We just go out there and know that we have to win the games.
What's it like going from Nick Saban to Jay Gruden? I mean, Jay is a funny, laughing guy, and I don't know that that's
Coach,
how I would
Coach
describe
Saban him. Laugh and play around too sometimes.
Does he?
Yeah, a little bit.
When?
It's just it's subtle. It's not really a joke, but you know he's joking.
Could Saban run? Would he win if he ran for governor in Alabama?
He'd have a good chance, I think.
What if like Gus Malzahn ran?
No, Coach Saban.
Saban for
Coach
sure.
Saban, yeah.
Deron, I want to let you go. This is your opportunity to look in the camera, tell Skins fans anything you want.
I want to thank you guys for coming out to training camp and being good loyal fans in HTTR.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
To announce the Washington Redskins selection, please welcome from James Madison University, wide receiver Gary Clark.
The greatest sports franchise in the world resides in our nation's capital. So with the 59th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, and on behalf of owner Dan Snyder, President Bruce Allen, Senior VP and Super Bowl 22 MVP Doug Williams, Coach Jay Gruden, and their entire coaching staff are the three-time world champions. The Washington Redskins select Darius Geis, running back, LSU.
Always a pleasure to get to talk to running back Darius Geis. Darius, how are you, man?
I'm good, Jay. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us. It's getting hot out here in Richmond. It's getting hot out on the practice field. We're getting to that point where guys have been hitting each other for a while and might be getting frustrated with one another. We've seen a couple fights yesterday, a couple fights today. Is that good for the team, bad for the team, somewhere in between?
It's competition, baby. You know, we're in a National Football League. You know, we shouldn't be out there doing that. But, you know, sometimes you get in the heat of the moment, bro. You know, it happens sometimes. You know, so all we got to do is, you know, look forward to the next day and move on. Like Jay said earlier, don't look behind. If you have a good play on offense or defense, you know, fist bumping and move on.
I wanted to ask you about the conversation you had with a bunch of media folks, myself included, last week. I wrote a story after your interview, and what I found most impressive, you look good on the field, you look ready to go, but you sound much more mature, and that the year off dealing with the injury maybe has made you realize you have to listen to your body more, that pain is okay, and that maybe that year off has changed you as a person beyond just a football player.
Well, anytime you go through, you know, detrimental stuff like this, you know, it changes you as a person. It changes your thought process. It changes your mentality. You know, it changes how you look at things. You know, and by me being a young guy, you know, I have a lot of growing and a lot of learning to do. And, you know, and having AP right now isn't, you know, a bad start. You know, he's one of those guys that went through the same injury I went through. So just listening to him every day, you know, on off periods, you know, telling me, you know, I need to be stretching, drinking, what I need to be doing post-practice, before practice. He's one of those guys, you know, and CT went through the same thing. Samaje, we all went through ACLs, you know. Just in this day and age, you know, it's a lot easier to come back from, you know. So
how different is this camp then? Because you are still, and this is no shot at anyone else, nobody gets the fans as excited as you do. Nobody is as boisterous and energetic, and you just seem to be gregarious and having fun all the time. But you now know how lonely it can be coming back. Not to mention you got Adrian Peterson. Last year you were the guy. You were the story. No, every reporter here was desperate to talk to you. Now there's other guys. There's Haskins. There's Peterson. Is that better for you, different for you? It's a long question.
It is a long question. I don't even know which one to start with. But I mean,
let's start here. How different is this camp than last year?
A lot of guys are hungry, and we have a lot of bodies right now. You know, obviously we didn't get to the cut days yet, so you know it's people fighting for positions right now. You know, I was in this position last year. You know, going through training camp. You know, then got to the first game and got injured. You know, now you know I'm back in the same position. You know, back at training camp, I'm just ready to get to some actual games and play.
One of the questions when CT was coming back from the broken mm-hmm. leg, and I always respected his honesty.
Yep.
That he was a little nervous about taking that first hit to the leg. And he knew he would overcome it once it happened and just move on. Do you feel that about the knee?
When I'm on the field, I'm never nervous. When I'm on the field, I'm running. You can't think about getting hurt while you're on the field because that's when more injuries happen. You know,
sure.
When you try to run different and run timid and scared, that's when bad stuff happens. So I'm going to still run like me.
Are you going to get any off days during camp? Have you and Jay talked about that or the medical staff?
The whole team have off days. I take it when you take it.
But like the extra off days. Like
I don't know. He tell you that day. He don't tell you beforehand.
Do you want one?
I don't need it.
Knee's good.
I got to see where it's at. I can't take off days. You know, when it's season time, you know, you got to go. You know, when it's game day, I got to go. Ain't no off plays. You know what I mean? I got to go. I got to be ready.
And how is your relationship with AP? You said father and son. I know you didn't mean it that way, but are you learning every day?
I didn't say father and son. I said teacher, student.
I thought, okay.
Uh-uh. Go back and read.
I will.
Teacher and student.
And constantly?
Yeah, you know, with all of us, not just me, like with CT, Byron, Samaje, we all looking at him. Last year when I came in, we were doing the same thing. You know, it was a battle. You know, I didn't just come in and I was named the starter. You know, I was actually named the last running back going into the first preseason
game.
Yeah,
but there was a – So, had you not gotten injured, I have a feeling you would have been the first running back. Just – not breaking news here. But
right.
Who have you been most impressed with of the QBs?
I mean, they all learning from each other. You know, they all go up in there, and they all seem like they know what's going on. You know, obviously, Case and Cote are the vets, you know, but when Dwayne get in there, you know, he sounds like them. You know, he's calling the whole play. He's not nervous about calling it. He knows what's going on when he gets to the line, making adjustments, reading the defense, you know.
It seems like he's had a lot of growth in the last couple days, at least from where I am watching. Like, he's running the offense crisper. There's been less problems at the line of scrimmage. Am I seeing that right, or does it look different to you?
No, you're right. You know, there's a lot of meetings we do when we're not here. You know, we're tied up pretty much all day. It's a lot of film review. You know, it's a lot of corrections, and that's why we have a walkthrough as well. You know, so we run the same plays, you know, twice a day. You know, if you mess it up twice, and I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially after reviews and going over to with your coaches and stuff. Like he's doing fine.
It's good to hear. Mm-hmm. How are the rookies doing? How are the rookie skits?
They coming along for real. The skits, we had.
What was yours?
I was acting as Coach Randy Jordan.
Let's hear it.
You know, with just his sound and you know the way he talk and the way he just
on the hop, on the hop
stuff.
That's my
you know,
best, Randy. That's not very good.
Yeah.
What did
that's what I did. So I actually dressed as him. How he dressed out here. And I
with
pulled
the
up the
black
film,
pullover
yeah.
and stuff.
You know, with the sweats and
yeah.
stuff. I pulled up the film, and I was talking as if he was talking to us and how he does in the meeting rooms, getting all excited with each play. Like I was just being him.
So Cole Holcomb did that with Rob Ryan. What'd you think?
It was awesome. It was awesome. Had everybody laughing.
And then last night, it looked like I couldn't tell who the rookies were. But they got booed off the stage.
It was a fail.
What did they do wrong?
For one, they only knew the chorus, which everybody knows. And whenever it got time for the music to drop in the real singing part, nobody knew.
What was it, Stand By Me? Lean On Me?
Lean On Me.
It's kind of a good voice there. Is that an unhidden talent of yours?
I used to be in a church choir growing up, man.
You want to hit him with something else? You know this will be on the internet. Go for it.
Oh, I already know it's going to be on that. I got a lot of songs that come to mind.
Not or you have a
I
lot.
I have a lot of songs that come to mind. I don't know which one to start with.
Go with Lean On Me. That was pretty good. But you might not know the
See,
words.
I don't
either.
Know the words either.
I'm not gonna put you on the spot with Hail to the Redskins. That's heavy duty.
It's very
I
heavy
liked
duty.
End of the Road by Boys to Men. Can you sing that?
If you think I know that, you're crazy. Never even heard of it.
Mitch, what song you wanna hear? Brian Mitchell's off camera. Old Town Road?
See, that's not really singing. You know, that's...
You want to come up here and...
I don't like that song, though. I've heard it too much. I'm pretty brainwashed to that one. You know.
What about Calling Baton Rouge? I know you've heard that.
See, I don't want to start going crazy over
here. Operator, won't you put me on through? You want me to sing?
Yeah, you can sing it. I don't want to go crazy over here.
I mean...
It's gonna bring back
I've
some memories.
I've only heard that played at the Boot in New Orleans. I can only imagine what happens when they play that in Baton Rouge. Does it get... What's...
Oh, you bogeys? Go to New Orleans?
I've been to the boot in New Orleans.
Okay. My stomping ground.
What's the bar in Baton Rouge? Bogeys? Yeah, mm-hmm. Bogeys.
Bogeys. Shout out to Muggsy and Clayton.
Yeah, dude. Muggsy's, do you know Pat Boyd? Mm. All right, he's friends with Muggsy. He was at his wedding. I can't believe this is still an interview. We've kind of derailed here. Jay Gruden and your relationship has grown in the past year. What's it like now?
He trusts me more as a player. You know, he knew coming in last year, you know, how hungry I was, you know, how eager I was to learn, and how much I wanted to impress guys, you know, coming off the draft I had. You know, I kind of had my back against the wall when I got here. So I was really high on trying to impress everybody. And still being me in the process, you know, which actually gained more fans. You know, just being me out there, being hyper, having all the energy, bringing everybody together and stuff. That's why a lot called me a fan favorite, you know, and that's why I get along with all the teammates well. You know, I'm one of the guys that, you know, motivates and try to keep stuff going and try to keep everybody up. And I'm always, obviously, you got to lead by example. You know, I'm always hyper, smiling and stuff. Like, it's fun. You know, not many guys get this opportunity to be in the National Football League. So I don't take it for granted one day.
Has that changed now that you aren't as worried about impressing everybody because you're a year removed from the draft slide?
I never was really worried about it. That was just somewhere in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, what people were saying about me, you know, in the draft, how the Redskins took the chance that nobody else took. So, obviously, I didn't want to disappoint.
Sure.
So,
have you reached out to Trent at all? I don't know what your relationship would have been that you didn't get the year with him, but I know you were at Redskins Park all the time.
I always talk to him, you know, ask him how he's doing, tell him I miss him and stuff, you know, and he just responded, you know, and tell me, you know, to hold it down for him, you know.
He's still very much a part of this team, which I don't think everybody realizes. It certainly seems
like. Oh, we realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for him to come back. Let's end this thing with some word association. I'm just going to say a word, and you say whatever pops into your mind. Sound good? Montez
Sweat.
I'm
not good at it.
You'll be good at it. You're good at everything. You almost were singing Lean On Me. You're good.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
You don't want me? I'll help you lean. Carry on. We got it. It won't be long till I'm gonna need.
Lean on.
All right, we got to go, dude. This has been great. I don't want to hold
Montez,
you up.
Montez, we're back. Freak.
Ryan Kerrigan.
Freak.
John Allen.
He's kind of like me, you know, a guy that's, I don't really have one word for him, but like I can definitely describe him. He reminds me of me. You know, he has energy, smiling and stuff, but like he's a beast.
I would not describe him like you. You are a physical beast and on the football
he's
field.
He's definitely a physical beast.
But he seems a little grumpy sometimes.
I mean, when you on all fours most of the game, I would be grumpy too, putting my hand in the dirt every second. You feel me?
Sure. Landon Collins.
Athlete. Louisiana Morgan, guy. Shout out.
Morgan Moses.
Grown man.
Brandon Scherff.
The Lion.
Well, then Dwayne Haskins.
Lion.
You're not supposed to double up on the
I
words.
I can definitely double up.
Colt.
He's leader for sure.
Case.
Same.
If you had to compare Case, Colt, and Dwayne to cars, what cars would you compare them to?
Colt is like a BMW i8.
Ooh. Is that like the no gas one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the slow one. You know, smart as hell, slow as I don't know. That's my boy, Coat. I get at the Coat. Case, what can I say? What can I say? Case, that's a hard one. Case is a hard one, man.
All right, who you got for Dwayne? What do you got for Dwayne?
Dwayne is like a he's like a Range Rover, man. He's smooth, you know.
Big.
He's big for sure. The main thing is, you know, he's always calm. He's smooth, you know, just like Range. Like they drive smooth, like that. That's what he remind me of. He always stays calm, bro. Like it's never no pressure, you know. And that's a lot coming from a rookie quarterback. Like
sure.
He's always calm in that, man. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, because his energy coming into the huddle is what we leave when we break the huddle.
Sure.
You know, so If he comes in there with up-tempo and energy, we're going to lead the huddle with up-tempo and energy. If he's passive, you know, then we're going to take our time. You know what I mean? So it just all depends on him.
Well, and one thing I've noticed is that Dwayne and Alex are spending a lot of time together. And Alex always seemed to be relatively calm and even-keeled. And guys said they always felt that they could win games because Alex never seemed out of the moment. Do you think Dwayne's maybe picking up some of that from Alex?
You'd have to ask him.
Yeah. Is it beneficial having Alex around?
Most definitely. You know, he was the leader on the offense last year, you know, for sure. You know, him and Colt, you know, definitely. You know, looking at a guy that's, what, 34, 35, like, you know, that's been in the league for a while, you know, like I said with AP, having a guy that's considered a GOAT to me that at that age that's been through a lot in the league, it's not always bad to have around.
Sure. Absolutely. Sure. I'm going to let you go, man. You've been sitting with me for a while. I really appreciate it. Look in the camera. Tell Redskins fans anything you want. This is your moment.
I'm back.
Well, Kimberly, we appreciate you showing up here in Richmond. We're happy to have you, and hope to put on a good show for you here down in Richmond, Virginia.
Strong, Pete.
That's 10 pretty good.
Thank you. That was well done.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.